Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Who ever thought you could love a song called Music for a Sushi Restaurant? So good. I love that. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by our friends at Fremont Bank. Discover how great it feels to bank with one of the top private companies in the East Bay when you switch over to Fremont Bank. Visit FremontBank.com to see why you should join a premier community bank. Fremont Bank. Long time supporter of the show. So please support the sponsors that support the show. That's you know, kind of how this whole thing works. And by the way, thanks for listening. We owe you guys. You're amazing.
We love you.
Thank
we
you.
Love you. From the bottom of our
can't
hearts.
Can't say it enough.
You're the best.
We really can't. We probably are oversaying it already, but we don't feel like that quote has been met yet.
No, I would say we probably don't say it enough, but that's because we all, everybody's just living their life, and then you get cold splash of water and go, oh, yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's right, thank you. Oh, my God.
What a good thing we have going here. Hey, I just wanted to mention that as we were talking about your trip to New Orleans, and we were talking about crawfish and shrimps, people wrote in about, they were like, you guys, stop. I can feel Bryn's gout flaring up as we speak. All this shellfish talk.
You can't have that, Bryn. Sorry.
I'll take a chance, take a chance.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Delicious. A moment on the
Someone else wrote in, this is 303. I don't even, okay. You guys are talking about jambalaya and gumbo. They're two completely different things. All right.
Yeah,
well,
we said that.
I haven't been. I don't know. I don't know the difference, and I don't know which one is which. I don't.
Maybe because I said the tomato base, because I think gumbo soup is tomato base. I don't know. You know, honestly, I'll go unravel the mysteries. I have like 6 hours to do it in.
Good.
I'll be fine, you guys. I get things figured out fast.
6 hours.
I don't know. Whatever it is, I gotta meet my kid, go to sleep, and get up in the morning and drive to Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, it's gonna be like your last visit then, In-N-Out.
It's gonna. Well, no, I'm gonna have a. Yes, you're right. It is actually going to be like that. I plan to really take it all in and figure out the difference between jambalaya and gumbo.
Can't wait to find out.
Oh, me either. Woo, learning. I love
it. French Quarters, I think, is where it's at, right?
Yeah, we're staying in the French Quarter. Actually, we're staying in the French Quarter.
Nice.
John says we'll walk right out and turn the corner and then we're right there.
And music will be everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to answer 415's question, I believe Alice in Winterland is Odyssey's only big holiday show. And, Dave, to answer your question, Dave's Not So Silent Night, probably not happening. I don't think that there's such a thing.
Well, who knows?
But that's not our problem.
That's not. Yep. That's our little
talk
brother
to Dave.
Station.
Yeah.
We don't even talk to Dave.
Who?
I don't know. Who are we talking about?
Exactly. What are we talking about?
We know what we're talking about? Alice in Winterland.
Thank you. That is happening
December 2nd. That's the holiday show you want to be at. The tickets go on sale on Friday. You get to go see John Mayer, One Republic, Matt Nathanson. Oh, we got it all. And that band and more.
And
God,
more.
God, I love them. And more.
Ooh,
Texas. Wow. Mm. All right. So listen, right. Friday's the day, 10 a.m. That's when the tickets go on sale for Alice in Winterland. You know, make sure you're ready for it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get going here. 6 in 10 people, 59%. They give credit to a celebrity for helping them push through some kind of limit in their life to make a big change. I actually feel like that's low. I think we're more influenced by celebrities than we think. Like 40, you know, like I can, right off the bat, I'm thinking for you, Tony Hawk, Bethany Hamilton, Jim Carrey. I just feel like there's a lot of people that that influence us, and you don't might not even realize. You might go, I just like that. I like Jennifer Aniston's haircut. Guess what? You've been influenced by her. 44% of adults over 30 said that their celebrity role model helped them push through a tough personal matter. Like maybe Demi Lovato said something really inspirational on that Odyssey podcast of hers. And you're like, that's it. That's the thing. That's the trigger that changed my life. 44% credit a celebrity with helping them take on a challenge. Maybe it was like a workout thing that The Rock did or whatever. I really feel like this story is kind of, I feel like some people just, how can 4 in 10 people say, nope, not influenced
well, they,
by celebrities
they might
at all.
Be blind to it. Maybe they want to credit themselves for everything they've accomplished, and that's okay. But I agree with you. I think that we're influenced by the people around us, and I also would like to think that while we talk about our own lives a lot here on this show, often the hope is there's something relatable in that story that a person can see right. in their own lives. And whether or not it helps them through a tough spot or not, I'm not going to claim that. But I think right. that's the point isn't to sit up here and just tell you all kinds of, you know, ramble on diarrhea of the mouth. It's about hopefully there's something in each of these things, whether it's humor or something that you can take and go, you know what? I can do that too. If that right. clown can do it, I can do it. You know what
well,
I mean?
And I feel like I get influenced by celebrities and what not to do. Like I remember Ashton Kutcher was the first person that I ever went, oh man, you should have waited a second. I can't think of the name of the coach, but he was the guy who was abusing little boys from Penn State.
Well,
or University of, yeah, it is Joe Paterno.
No, Joe Paterno was
the
coach.
Overlord.
It was the guy, I can't think of the dude's name.
Sandusky?
But Sandusky.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, and he was like, he came out, he immediately was like, you know, something sort of supporting that person. Like, clearly he had not heard the whole story.
Right.
And that was the first time I went, oh, Twitter, that's a thing to be scared of.
Mm.
That's not, a lot of people have tanked themselves on Twitter trying to be hilarious. Was it Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah. That.
Bye.
That was weird, though, because he was working for a Japanese company at the time he made that joke, and they fired him immediately.
Yeah.
But that Surprise. Wouldn't have been as big had he not been the spokes duck for Aflac. You know, that's
Aflac.
They had to fire him, I guess. They felt like you can't make jokes
about
radioactive.
Jokes
about that. Right.
No, we're currently in this, mm-hmm. and you suck. But Twitter is, you know, I've definitely been influenced by Twitter. What not to do. There are a bunch of celebrities that people offered up as someone who inspired them. And as I was looking at this, I'm like, I absolutely have been inspired by Oprah Winfrey. She has had makeover things happen. She just like sort of the way she lives her life. I really find her inspirational. I really like her. Now that doctor... what does that mean? What's that guy's name? Dr. Phil. That guy? Get out of here.
Doctor, what does that mean?
No, she's a self-made billionaire.
Right.
You can't argue with that.
No, she's... And it's the whole live your best life thing. Like, when you boil things down, and it comes down to, like, making choices, make the one that's going to help you live a better life. And that's sort of her entire thing. A lot of people... turned out to not be that great. It wasn't as good of a moment as she hoped. Everybody gets a tax bill. It was more like
well,
it.
Well, I mean, okay, so.
Well, could you sell it and make, you know, a profit
yeah,
still?
Yeah, that's probably what half the people had to do.
Right. Everybody gets a car, guys. The Rock was named by a lot of people, and he is inspirational. He's, I was watching, actually, that reminds me, because I like his workout videos. I see those from time to time, but I was watching this Chris Hemsworth one, Thor, this morning, and you know, some of these people are just beasts. And so if you want someone to, you know, give you a little bit of a kick in the Richard to get you into, or kick in the pants, I guess is probably more accurate, to get into the gym, you know, there's plenty of these guys out there. Yeah,
kick in the Richard's going to keep you from the gym. That's not going
to
get you in there.
I can't go to the gym today.
I can't do anything.
How can you say it like that?
Yeah, try
the
other side. That might work, but not,
you know,
the front.
Love and Thunder, there's a nude scene with him. You'll love it, Sarah.
I
know
fully
you're
fully nude? How nude?
Well, no frontal, but you know, it's like they kind of pan around him and full backside. And dude's just jacked.
Yeah.
He's like, you know.
Well, massive. Especially jacked because he knew he had to shoot that scene that day.
Right.
And exactly. he was like painted green so they could make him look any way they wanted. That's
painted green.
You know, so that they could see
green screen.
Oh, so I see. You know. Oh, no, no.
Well, he does have a little bit of skin here. Let's
yes,
go through
we
that.
Yes, we can't have that, right? Uh-oh, what's that lump?
That only looks like
it's
a six
a nipple,
pack.
Man.
He needs an eight pack.
Yeah, he needs a 12 pack. Come on. Yeah. That guy's, he's big. He's got, he's like reptilian looking. He's so cut. Beyonce, Tyler Perry, Rebel Wilson, Jennifer Lopez. I mean, honestly, you could just name any. Even the Kardashians are on here. Bear Grylls. I mean, you went and got a Bowie knife, whatever those are called.
I have multiple knives because I watched Bear Grylls survive on with just a knife out in the woods and was like, I need one of those.
Yeah, but he'll eat a spider too, so I
the girls in your family, here, Isla, you take one. Here, you take another one. You
not be the safe kids, out there. Bryn. I didn't give the kids knives. Although they're taking Taekwondo, so, you know, we're working on them as well. Nice. You know what? I walk by them and I'll be like, wah! And they're like, Dad, you gotta block that. What are you doing? You're a yellow belt.
Wax on.
No blocks. Nothing. When do they get able to like be just walking
down
the road?
You put sparring gear on them.
Oh, yeah?
And spar with them. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and another thing about like martial arts, like, you know, you turn it on. Like, you're playing a sport. Like, it's crazy. Okay, I got a black belt. People walk up to you and just go, oh, you out, I got you. I'm like, yeah, dude, because I was hanging out. I'm just chilling, like, staring at the TV. Yeah, you would have got me. Can you not? Like, you want to go, then we can go. But they expect you to have, like, this, like, I don't know, special sixth sense.
So you're saying I shouldn't expect them to be able to handle me walking by and throwing a punch randomly. Okay,
your dad, you know, they should maybe be on guard in the street, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. They should be able to relax around you, Vinny.
Yeah, that's true. And she is nine, so I should probably lighten up. But anyway, where were we? Oh, you know what I wanted to mention on the subject that you're talking about? I was really impressed with the John Cena story. Not that he needs me to be impressed, but I thought what you talked about, how many times he's participated in giving someone their dream. What is that called again?
It's called the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Make-A-Wish, yeah. Sorry, I didn't have that. I wasn't prepared to speak on it, but I thought what you said, how he drops everything and goes and has done that over 600 times.
Yeah, and they say the person closest to him is like still in the hundreds. Like no one else has even done 200 times. I mean, this guy is just like anytime anybody wants anything, he's there for them. It is inspirational because really giving of yourself is
Know what his family makeup is or what his schedule's like, but I'm going to guess he's got a pretty busy schedule. And
and
the people around him have to deal with him saying, I got to go.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'm going to drop, like, didn't he say, I drop everything and go for it? That's rad.
Yeah. I sort of liked this story because it made me really think about, like, you know, how much we do take from, because these people, they're in our lives all the time. And it's very, you're much more influenced by the people around, and not just your friends and your family. It is like somebody that you like on TV or even the radio. Like you said, I mean, I love to think that maybe someone took a nugget from this show and said, oh, well, I'm going to try that. Or, man, I'm never having kids. Those guys, woof. You know, whatever it is you take
from
us.
What it did to him. You're not wrong.
He turned into the get off my lawn guy. Not yet. All right, so there's that. Let's move on to, this is kind of interesting. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, they're newlyweds. They've had a delightful little romance, and it's all been, don't worry, if you're watching the Kardashians, I'm sure you're well aware, it's been well chronicled. Mm-hmm. So they married, and they got married in May, and I don't know how many months ago that is. 5, 6?
Yeah, 5 months ago.
They still don't live together. Their houses are nearby each other. They live like, you know, a block or so away. But because they both have kids that are, I think he's got like 2 teenage daughters, and she's got 3 kids who are all, I think, younger than his
I think Barker
kids.
Is a teenage son and a teenage daughter.
Okay.
And I don't know what Courtney's got.
Well, she's got at least 3 kids.
Okay. And they're all young, right?
I think they're all younger than his kids, but none of them is a baby.
Right.
So she says, we're in the place where we're like figuring out how to blend our households and our kids and what life looks like now. For the most part, we're getting those things in place. We do family dinner every Sunday night with all the kids at his house. Courtney says that they're not putting any pressure on themselves to combine their homes. They will eventually. She says, we want our kids to feel really comfortable. They've both lived in their homes for their whole lives, for the most part. And they just each have their rooms. We're just a block away. I mean, look, she can, you know, meet up to it. And honestly, they're both busy professional people. Like, why are we so stuck on these rules? Like, some people hear that John and I sleep in separate beds and they gasp and are appalled. Oh, my God, your marriage is falling apart. I'm like, you know, are there really that many rules about having to snore next to each other? Like, you really, I can see this working. They're close enough. I'm sure she and he see each other
all the time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, every afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's about the individuals and if they've put thought into why they're doing what they're doing and one person's not crying. Why am I alone
right.
when I'm married? As long as they're down, then cool.
Right.
Whatever.
And little kids, you know, how nice that they're giving them time to get their feet wet.
Look, we had Swinger Dave on our podcast the other day, The Secret Show, and him and his wife do other people. Mm-hmm. Like, now you're talking about weird arrangements. And that's not even to them. They're like, no, we're great. We're a great couple.
This is awesome.
We just do other people.
And then go home to our kids.
I mean, is it that bad? That I actually think it sounds like they've put their kids first in this scenario. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I just wonder, what do you tell your kids about, like, as kids, because kids ask a million questions, and as they get older and become teenagers, like, are you honest about what your lifestyle is?
Wait, are we on Travis now, or have we gone back to Dave?
No, we're staying on Dave. We moved to Dave, and now I'm thinking about Dave.
Oh, no, I don't know what those guys do, but I would think the other couple...
I think you lie to them, right?
I think you
can't. Mm-hmm. You can't say mom and dad are happy to be with other people and we're strong enough in our love that it's fine.
We also have other children. Don't worry about it. It doesn't change our love
for you.
You
know what? I'm sure he can answer that question. Maybe we should rebook him on the show another day.
At some point, we definitely will.
Yeah. But I think Courtney and Travis have put their kids first. You can't blame them for that.
No.
They've said, look, we want to keep them in their safe spaces.
Yeah. And I feel like I read stories where there was some discomfort on the part of his teenagers.
Yeah, they're
saying,
older.
This is going really fast. Right. I mean, at 16 and 18, really, they could live this way for 2 years. Then those kids are of age and can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got rock star money. So
I'm sure they stay in a nice house.
Yeah, I'm sure.
16
it's
and 18, and Courtney's kids are 7, 10, and 12. So.
Oh, so they're all...
You know,
those are some tough years for a big change, but anyway, and honestly, that is how you should do things. If you have had children, they should come first, and you should be considerate of how things are going to affect them. It's one of the rules. Eddie Murphy, the whole crew's coming back for Beverly Hills Cops, Axel Foley. So...
Nice.
I know you love the Beverly Hills. I just love old Eddie Murphy movies. And so in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley, he is going to bring a lot of familiar faces from the original films.
Good.
This will be the fourth film in the franchise and the first since 1994.
What is it? Taggart? I can't think of the young guy's name. But he's the dude from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. But what is his name in the movie?
You know, they're not telling me the names. They're just saying Judge Reinhold.
That's the guy. Judge Reinhold, whatever character he plays. That's the name I'm looking for.
That sounds really familiar. So Judge Reinhold's back. John Ashton's back. Paul Reiser. Bronson Pinchot. They were all in at least the first two Beverly Hills Cops films.
Edward Ernest.
Oh, that's Judge Reinhold. Hold
on. Yeah.
No, is it? No, it's Detective William or Billy.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second.
And then Taggart is the other guy I was thinking of, but he's going to be really old now. Taggart was old in these movies.
I don't have a release date from this. You know, it actually looks like this might be a Netflix thing, too. I'm not positive on that, though. And I don't have a release date. But just so you know, they are getting the whole crew and, of course, Eddie Murphy back for Beverly Hills.
Brad Hamilton.
Oh, that's Judge Reinhold?
That's the actor that plays Judge Reinhold.
No, Judge Reinhold is the actor. The character he plays is Sergeant William or Billy Rosewood. Oh. And that's Rosewood's the name that I can hear Taggart yelling Rosewood.
I'm looking at Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, stop looking at it. And also, if you're a Blade Runner fan, maybe you loved the original, which they, you know, the groundbreaking sci-fi. And then there was Blade Runner 2049, which was Ryan Gosling and Ana de Armas. And I love that movie. Very dark, great music. Blade Runner 2099, it's going to be a limited series, and it's a go at Amazon. Now, Amazon has totally screwed up the Lord of the Rings thing, so hopefully they don't ruin this franchise as well.
You haven't stayed with it? You're not still watching it?
You know, I think John's trying to watch it. But I asked him, I go, how deep are you into it? He's like, you know.
Oh, no.
I know. And they say that's the most expensive television show ever produced.
Yeah.
That's what we were reading.
Hey, if anybody...
that.
Out there, 800-400-3697. If you have a good review of that, I'd love to hear it. Because I haven't heard anybody say they love it or that it's worth their time.
Give it another chance.
Mm-hmm.
You often hear that. Anyway, Blade Runner 2099, a limited series. It's a go at Amazon. I also do not have a date on that, but it's a...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You're hearing us talk a lot about Alice in Winterland nowadays. Be ready. Get ready. The tickets go on sale this Friday.
The Radio Alice Report.
Sure. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by DeYoung Museum. Take advantage of discounted weekday pricing available now for Ramses the Great. And the gold of the pharaohs at the DeYoung Museum.
Man, we really have these short pauses down. Wow. Just. Nice. like smooth.
Good morning, everyone. So it's going to be a beautiful day. Earlier I described it as summer, and someone wrote, Vinny, it's not summer. Right. It's a beautiful fall day, everyone. Enjoy.
Thank you. I'm going to try very much to do that.
Rip it up out there.
Woo!
Everybody. You know what? I don't mean to segue from ripping it up to ripping it up, but we did have a huge hurricane go through Florida. And, look, I get it. Florida, man, is the start of, every dumb joke out of Florida, right? I mean, the stories are ridiculous. Yep. So we have a tendency to not think fondly of our friends in Florida, maybe for other reasons too, I don't know. But nearly 310,000 homes and businesses are still without power in Florida today, and that's a week after the storm hit. It's major. They're calling it the biggest storm since the 1930s or something like that. So it was big.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
It was destructive. Our friends are still suffering. And so I just want to remind you that while we have a tendency to giggle about Florida, it's not been good for them there. And I was wondering, and by the way, the death toll's up over 75 now. So that was a really bad storm that blew through. I was wondering, I know your parents got hit. Are they going to the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, they are. Good for them.
The short answer is yes.
Okay. I was wondering, like, in the middle of all that, are they going to just be able to pick up and split, or are they going to go, no, we can't. No.
Well, I will say that they are relatively unharmed by this storm. Very, very few miles north, it is complete devastation, and they're fine. And my sister got her power back yesterday, so they're, things are getting back to normal in their part of the state. The real question is, because my parents are going to drive. It's like a 12-hour drive. But my sister was planning to fly out of Fort Myers, which has been devastated. So unless they open the airport back up, and then it's going to be a huge backup. So I'm not sure what the situation is going to be. I mean, will they wind up driving too? Who knows?
Good for them. You know, that's a situation where I would say, you know what I can't deal with right now? A wedding.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay home.
Right.
And send my well wishes.
Well, and my brother and sister, who also live there, they're like, well, I mean, it is our daughter's wedding. We kind of have to go to that. Yeah. So we're going to make that happen.
Yeah, I don't know why I would think to myself, I need to sit here and suffer in the dark without power. That's what I have to do. Yeah. Everybody else, you go have fun. I can't go, what?
Don't be ridiculous.
So stupid. Anyway, we move on. So costumes.com says it's top. Have you picked out your Halloween costume yet?
No.
Bryn?
No.
I think Anita has something planned for me.
Yeah, isn't it
I
so got nice when someone else plans it for
yes,
you.
Yes, it is
so great. Uh-huh.
I am part of a there was a party at dinner where everyone was picking out their stuff, and the missus even had her laptop out, and she goes, "You know what I think you'd be good as?" And I'm like, "I don't know what." She goes, "Well, I think this," and I go, "Book it." Yeah. Like, let's do it. Fine. I'm done. Everybody, let's just do that. So
it's all themed out, right?
You know what? If there's any theme here, it's that I know Sarah's going to love me.
Oh.
I know Sarah's going to see me and want it, and I'm going to be like,
want it?
Well, you know
what
I mean.
So you're going to be Jean-Luc Picard again.
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm not. But another person that you like. So I've got a running theme here where.
Is it Kojak?
For a day. No,
don't guess.
Is it Bruce Willis? Is it The
you
Rock?
Love
it's The Rock.
No. Anyway, my costume is set.
It's Vin Diesel.
So are my kids.
Oh.
You know they make wigs, right?
Oh, that's right. Wigs. I forgot about wigs.
It's a costume day. Yeah.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Costumes.com says its top selling Halloween costumes for adults this year are inflatable T-Rex, Wonder Woman, Buddy the Elf.
Oh, Buddy, that's, after all these years.
I'm not even in that picture, am I? Sorry. So that's, I'm surprised by that because none of those seem very timely.
Hmm. Easy, the Dark Knight. Those inflatable ones are super easy. You get in, you turn on the fan, and you're a T-Rex.
Oh, all right. The top 10 for kids. So Cameron hasn't come to you saying, you know, hey, you know what I'm going to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, she changes, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every
well,
day.
You probably have a whole basket full of costumes. I mean, isn't that what every kid has?
Yeah, but, you know, they want the new stuff.
That's they want true. The new stuff. Top 10 for kids are Paw Patrol, Justice League.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what she's asking for.
Oh, really?
Paw Patrol?
Yeah. Hmm. Uh-huh.
Dorothy. Do they mean Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
They do?
So what other
I
Dorothy?
Can't think of any other
kids
Dorothy.
Don't watch Wizard of Oz.
I know, right? Let's see. Where's
you haven't shown your daughters Wizard of Oz?
No, the flying monkeys will never leave their nightmares. What are you talking kind of about?
Yeah, I guess I just wasn't scared by the flying monkeys. I don't know.
We're used to crappy.
How old were you when you watched it?
Little. I mean, that's been around my whole life. It was magic. That movie's magic. I wanted to sing all the songs. I wanted to be Dorothy. I wanted Ruby Slippers.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Isn't that a little dog, too.
Yeah. What?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, my God. I loved The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
I mean, I don't really know how old I was when I watched it, but it was not. And yeah, the monkeys are like, ooh, oh, no, the monkeys seem dangerous. But I don't remember them haunting. But you've said it before, haven't you? Like, you saw those monkeys and you freaked out.
No, I didn't freak out. I didn't really care for that movie in general. You know, I'm not down with, you know, singing shows and stuff. But
yeah,
I did think that they were creepy. I didn't have nightmares, but now that I'm someone who gets woken up when a kid is having a nightmare, I'm quick to say, nah, not that. Mm. If I'm going to be on duty for that crap, nah, don't show it to him. Show him something else. Something fun, something easy. Darth Vader makes the list for kids. Also, Harley Quinn. That one came up, and Christina
went.
Oh,
don't dress your kid as Harley Quinn. That's...
She stomped on that. She said, you're not being Harley Quinn. You don't even know who Harley Quinn is. No, I do.
Yeah, no.
She's with the Joker. Like no.
Yeah.
Nope.
She'll just murder you.
Black and white striped inmate costumes are on the list. So a jailbird.
Well, that's an easy one, right?
Is it
also on the list? Inflatable T-Rex, yeah. Black Panther, Foxy from the video game Five Nights at Freddy's, and Sonic the Hedgehog are all big costumes for this Halloween, everybody. Sonic
are we wearing our Hedgehog. Costumes to work that day?
Is that a day? Let me see what day that
it's
falls
on. It's a Monday. It's a Monday. It's my daughter's birthday. That's right.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'll wear mine. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'll wear them.
Yeah, I mean, how am I going to get all, you know, Sarah all like, whoa, check you out. You look great. Wow, can I sit next to you? That's what I'm after, by the way. So we'll see if that comes
true. You sit next to me every day. It's not.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
It won't be anything special.
You know when you start really winking at me and I get all like, oh, boy, I feel shy right now.
I don't actually.
Yeah, you do. Stop it.
Wild imagination.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You guys playing footsies every once in a while.
Yep. Thank you, Bryn, for coming to my
God.
Desk.
Right.
Yeah, way to have my back, buddy.
Man.
Anyway.
Well, if I'm not coming on to Vinny, it's not a Wednesday.
There's the popular costumes, everyone. We have been witness to a few young people and their dating woes.
Yeah.
Although, weirdly, we were able to solve one person's problem entirely, and the other one continues to be an issue. She'll be on later today.
That issue will be here with us for the secret and trivia.
The other one took the boyfriend and left us for good.
Yeah. Thanks. I got what I wanted. Bye.
Uh-huh.
Forever.
Moved out of my parents' house. I got a man, and I got a step up job from this one. Bye.
That's right. Just getting my new life underway here.
Coco. And on her way out, she made fun of my nose. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
The dating site,
we
Plenty
got Alex,
of Fish.
Though.
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah, and Alex has been a real, he's a pleasure. Absolutely.
He's a serious surprise. Like, right,
some people are calling him the goat.
I don't know if I'm that, but yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, go Niners, man.
Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Niners.
That goat sounded like he was asking a question, the last goat there.
Yeah, he was.
Wait, that guy?
Alex, the goat?
He's the goat?
Yeah, someone wrote in and said he's the goat. He's got a Brazilian wife.
Oh,
oh right. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, they're right about that one. Then, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Just like Tom Brady, he's got a Brazilian wife.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Alex. Okay, so here are the dating site Plenty of Fish just put out a new list of dating trends they expect to see in 2023. It's goofy, it's silly, and for those of us who are not dating, we can laugh at it. For those of you that are, you got to live with this crap.
Here's what to expect.
They call it main character energy. It's a run on BDE or a play on BDE.
Oh, you know, you're familiar. Yeah, sure.
They say focusing on yourself instead of wasting time on people who don't meet your standards or needs. Main character energy.
Oh, like
I'm
you're
about
the
me.
Main character in your own story.
I
well, that
see.
You are. Yeah, chick, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got
big energy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. Eco dumping. Dating or not dating someone based on how environmentally conscious they are or are not.
Yes.
I think you have to be with someone. My goal would be to be with someone who it will improve my ability to do a better job by the environment or maybe my own health or, right. You know, there's things where when you date, you hope they're going to improve your life, right?
Absolutely.
So I would think if you're someone who's not environmentally conscious and you date someone that is, you might be able to learn from them. But maybe that person that is like, I'm not your mom.
Yeah, you're an eco disaster. Yeah, I'm out of here.
Right.
I'm
so
eco dumping you.
So that might be how that goes. I do remember, and I've told you this too many times, but I took a lady on a little date to an ice cream store.
I love this story. I think this is actually great.
We both, you know, are making our orders, and I'm like, and I will have, and I order my ice cream, a scoop of, and they go, would you like that in a cup or a cone? And I go, I'll have that in a cup. And the girl with me, a hippie chick, and I liked her for that reason, like she, you know.
Yeah, cute little hippie.
I was into her. But she, her jaw dropped. She's like, you're going to get that in a cup with a spoon? You know how wasteful that is? And the person scooping the ice cream stops and watches both of us waiting for my answer. And I'm like, yeah, in a cup, like I said.
With a spoon.
Cup, please. Yeah, with a spoon. I wasn't trying to be jerky, but I hadn't really, at that point in my life, put together that, you know, that might be considered wasteful. But I was kind of like put off
plastics.
By the whole, you're calling me out in front of the teenager scooping ice cream, huh? Okay. We could have talked about that later.
The whole scene wasn't your speech.
It just
but she basically eco dumped you with that. You've been eco dumped.
Well, I mean, we did not go long, that's for sure.
Mm.
1 in 5 singles say they know someone who's dumped someone because of their views on climate change and the environment didn't align, so that seems fairly normal. Something called heat doming. Dating someone specifically for their household amenities. So it's like to mooch off their air conditioning, swimming pool, Wi-Fi, or comfy bed.
Oh.
Girls do know how to put together a comfy bed.
That can be worth it for a minute.
Bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dating you because your house is so comfortable. Heat doming, though. Interesting.
Heat doming. Infladating. Going on less expensive dates because of inflation and the current economic environment. That should be big. I could see that being big.
It should be big. And I think when you have to be creative about a date and you're not just like dinner and a movie or meet for drinks, like... I think that I love that video that went viral a while ago where the girls, the first date is Target.
Oh, right.
I thought that was the cutest thing. And so there she is in the car. She's pulled into the parking lot. She's like, all right, well, let's see how this goes. And then they wind up having a good time in Target.
Yeah. You go shopping.
Yeah.
See what your interests are.
Like, that's sure. I needed to pick up a couple things at Target. And I thought, well, let's have this girl along. And then. If it goes well, then maybe I'll pay for a meal somewhere. But in the meantime, I get my shopping done. Two birds, one stone.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. I was 7 when I first saw Wizard of Oz. No trauma.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well,
did you guys see that?
Different, you know?
No.
Okay. Vin, oh, wait, no, not that one. Oh, by the way, someone writes, Tom Brady's getting divorced, though. Yeah, that's not, I don't think he is.
Yeah.
So our A-ho's fine. Him and his wife are doing great.
He's not playing football.
Should we take bets on if we think they're going to divorce or not?
Brady?
Yeah, Brady.
Sure.
And Bunchen.
Yeah, like, what do you think?
It's not okay to do that.
I think they're going to get a divorce.
I do, too.
I think it's a threat.
Yeah, I think they had a deal, and he broke it. That's what I think.
So we both bet Bryn $500.
I feel like it's, I hope it's a bluff. For some reason, I'm rooting for them. I want them to, I hope
they stay together. Seemed to have the perfect life.
Yeah, exactly.
Turns out no one's life is perfect.
But she also seems to care about him.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Very much so.
You know, like cares about his health, wants him to be okay, is trying to get him to get football field. I remember Steve Young saying one time something like, there is a point when you're in the locker room and everyone's screaming either after a loss or even after a win where you feel, I'm too old for this. And it's not about how much it hurts. It's like, am I really this caught up in a game? I can see how that could be true. Like in your 40s, you'd think, I'm still doing this, huh?
Well, you're caught up in the millions of dollars.
Well, that's the thing you're caught up in. Yeah. So you got to pretend you're caught up in the game because you're all, you want to keep on getting paid for this.
Yeah, I need the money, but he doesn't.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.